I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, October the 20th, 2025. A recent audit from the Tennessee Comptroller's Office has raised red flags about the state's failure to investigate thousands of complaints against nursing homes and assisted living facilities on time. Between July of 2022 and April of 2025, 42% of the 13,096 complaints filed went unaddressed with the federally required timeline, with some sitting uninvestigated for 5 years. Executive Director Logan Grant, who leads the Health Facilities Commission, acknowledged the backlog began when his agency took over complaint duties from the Tennessee Department of Health in 2022. Lawmakers, including Senator Charlene Oliver of Nashville, voiced deep concern, while Representative John Crawford warned that patience is running thin. The commission is set to dissolve in December of 2026. Here in Rutherford County, residents are reeling from a scathing report revealing that 1 in 4 property assessments were incorrect. Tennessee Comptroller Jason Mumpower told county commissioners the appraisal process was, quote, riddled with errors, end quote, and lacked credibility. The audit of over 8,600 parcels exposed issues such as missing structures, misfiled changes, and wildly inconsistent evaluations, including a $217,000 gap between two comparable homes. The Rutherford County Assessor's Office, led by Rob Mitchell, even attempted to sue the state, a case that was dismissed. Mumpower is now recommending a third-party review of all 130,000-plus parcels and a switch to state appraisal software to restore public trust across Murfreesboro and the broader county. A quiet Sunday afternoon in Murfreesboro turned chaotic when a fallen tree limb brought traffic to a halt at one of the city's busiest intersections. Just after noon on October the 19th, vehicles were backed up at Medical Center Parkway and Memorial Boulevard as a power outage knocked out the traffic lights, forcing officers to direct cars manually. Multiple emergency vehicles responded, including Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue and Murfreesboro Police. Curious drivers captured the scene on their phones as flashing red and blue lights surrounded a small fire further down the roadway. According to Amy Byers with Middle Tennessee Electric, strong winds snapped a tree limb that had grown into a high-voltage line, sparking a fire and knocking out service. Firefighters quickly extinguished the flames and stayed on site to shield utility crews making repairs. Meanwhile, a disturbing arrest in neighboring Williamson County has drawn statewide attention. Herman Graham III, known as Jay, a former NFL player and head football coach at Centennial High School, was arrested in a Nashville sting operation targeting individuals seeking sex with minors. According to Metro Nashville Police, Graham responded to an online ad posted by undercover officers posing as 16-year-old girls. He agreed to pay $120 and was arrested upon arrival at a hotel. Two other men, Aaron Barnback of Aaron and Anthony Proctor of Hermitage, were also arrested in the operation. Police say that Barnack negotiated to spend the night with two underage girls for $1,000, while Proctor attempted to pay $50 for a 15-minute encounter. Authorities emphasize the sting is part of an ongoing effort to combat human trafficking and to protect minors across Middle Tennessee. Murfreesboro was one of several Tennessee cities that joined the nationwide No Kings protest movement over the weekend, with demonstrations lining Broad Street, holding signs, and calling for democratic accountability. The event, which took place on Saturday, October the 18th, drew a mix of healthcare workers, veterans, and educators. Attendees, including Linda Yates and Carol Newman, emphasized the importance of voting and protecting democratic values. Former military member Alan Chupka stated, "I swore an oath to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic." The protest in Rutherford County was part of a larger statewide effort with similar events in Nashville, Clarksville, Gallatin, and beyond. Demonstrators criticized actions by the Trump administration and rallied ahead of the special election on December 2nd to replace former Congressman Mark Green. In a more uplifting show of community spirit, Middle Tennessee State University is preparing for its usual Bleed Blue to Beat WKU blood drive from October 27th to 29th. Students, alumni, and neighbors are encouraged to donate blood at the MTSU Campus Recreation Center. The 3-day drive not only fuels spirited rivalry with Western Kentucky University, but also supports patients with sickle cell disease, a condition that disproportionately affects Black Americans. Donors will receive a commemorative t-shirt, a $10 e-gift card, pizza, and chances to win MTSU football tickets, and a $500 gift card. Last year, MTSU narrowly beat Western by 36 units, and since the tradition began in 2010, nearly 13,000 units of blood have been collected. Murfreesboro police are intensifying patrols along East Clark Boulevard after repeated reports of drivers illegally passing stopped school buses with flashing red lights and extended stop signs. On October 16th and 17th alone, officers cited 9 motorists for this dangerous violation. Lieutenant Zachary Farrell of the Traffic Division emphasized the seriousness of the issue, noting the area's high traffic volume due to nearby Middle Tennessee State University and neighborhood growth. Quote, "Even if there's a continuous lane between both traffic, you have to stop both ways," Farrell reminded drivers, highlighting that a ticket for such an offense cost approximately $160. The Murfreesboro Police Department is committed to ongoing enforcement until compliance improves. Meanwhile, a separate battle is heating up in Rutherford County over the future of local control regarding waste management. Advocates are rallying around the Jackson Law, a 1983 statute granting county governments authority to approve or deny new landfills. Candina Lane, Murfreesboro chairwoman of the advocacy group SOCM, voiced concerns about potential state-level efforts to weaken the law in favor of corporate interests. With Rutherford County already housing one of the largest landfills in Tennessee, many residents fear losing the ability to protect their community. State Senator Heidi Campbell of Nashville has proposed the Tennessee Waste to Jobs Act, which would allocate $300 million towards recycling programs as an alternative to expanding landfill use. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.